And of a moment, Patty of my mind, Alia,
Patty of my mind,
the lights go blind on Elmstead streets. The screech of your departing train drills through our ears.
But Anastasia,
Anastasia's hands are white as snow. An old dairy scent clings to her breast. The first snowflake falls onto Omska's shattered veins. Suddenly, somewhere in my skull, a fable from La Fontaine begins to whisper yet. An Alfred Hitchcock horror flick flickers inside us. And Anastasia's fingers take flight through oilcloth and partisan shreds. Newspaper scraps claw at the door. From the hinges drips third-class grease residue, and the air reeks of Russian vodka sorrow, and the wind slithering through splintered planks finds a defeated communist in me, the revolution's last passenger. And the moment crashes into my mind, Alia,
belly of my mind,
Anastasia's lips strike my face, smiling in the candle's shadow. Our table is bare, cheese long gone, on streets drown in a mournful white wind. And Anastasia's hands are a poem. Her touch etches verses into skin. I rip out my heart, lay it on the table. I am the last poet at the door, stumbling through partisan debris. Still the train's echo haunts my ear. Still I claw at Ali's memory. Still Anastasia's hands bleach the night, her worn nipples like an abandoned barn. Still I listen to the wind, red serenade of revolution through rotten boards. Still inside me, I be an Alfred Hitchcock reel spins madly while I recite La Fontaine's fables to the void. I am the last poet at the door, walking through bullet-riddled headlines. Snow still smothers on Anastasia, still waits for my heart on the table, cradled in candle wax. And I still write poems, defying the final thud of a dead heart.